Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Lucy Hickmott.
Hello, it's Tuesday the 19th of May. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Coming up, a lorry driver who was on a video call when he caused a fatal crash has been jailed and a sensory room has opened for special needs children at a Kent school. But first, there's sad news as a man and woman have died in a crash near Tunbridge Wells. AJ joins me now with more on this story. So AJ, what do we know about the collision so far?
Well, police have confirmed details of the crash, which happened on the A228 just before midday yesterday. A silver Renault Megane was travelling from Pembury towards Whetstead when it left the carriageway and entered woodland before colliding with trees. It happened between Tunbridge Road and Old Church Road. Paramedics were called alongside officers, but the driver, who was a 64-year-old man, had suffered fatal injuries and died at the scene. The passenger, who was a 60-year-old woman, was flown to a London hospital where she also later passed away. Both were from the local area.
And I understand inquiries are ongoing.
Yes, that's right. The Serious Collision Investigation Unit is looking into what happened. They don't believe any other vehicles were involved, but they are keen to speak to anyone who saw the Renault Megane in the moments before the crash. Anyone who was in the area is being urged to check their dashcam and upload any relevant footage on the Kent Police online portal. Witnesses can also provide information by calling detectives on 01622 798 538.
Thanks, AJ.
Kent Online News.
Police have been hunting a suspect after a man was stabbed in Deal. Officers were called to Victoria Hospital in London Road yesterday morning after the victim turned up with arm injuries. He's now in a serious but stable condition. It's being treated as an isolated incident. Elsewhere, a man's been taken to hospital after he was allegedly punched in Dartford. Police were called to the High Street on Sunday evening. The suspect described as a boy between 13 and 16. A lorry driver who was on a video call with his wife when he caused a fatal crash on the M20 has been jailed. Svonko Tomisa ploughed into the back of a car near Lenham in November last year. Aaron McManus, a dad of two and football coach from Ashford, died at the scene. Tomisa, who's 58 and from Croatia, has been locked up for 11 years. Chief Inspector Craig West has spoken outside court.
This case, and indeed today's sentencing, serves as a timely reminder that using your mobile phone whilst driving a motor vehicle is extremely dangerous. We have performed a comprehensive investigation which has proven that Mr. Tomias was driving a heavy goods vehicle on the M20 in November last year in very clear road conditions. However, he was using his mobile phone to make numerous phone calls, text messages, and indeed even video calls whilst driving a heavy goods vehicle. This made him fail to notice that the vehicles in front had slowed down to stop and caused his vehicle to crash into the rear of a vehicle driven by Mr. Aaron McManus. Sadly, this caused Mr. McManus's tragic death. Mr. McManus was a family man. He was loved and respected by many, many people. His death was totally avoidable and totally unnecessary. I believe this serves as a timely reminder that driving a vehicle and using your mobile phone is extremely dangerous. And Kent Police will continue and strive to make Kent's roads safer. We're out every day focusing on drivers that are speeding, failing to wear a seatbelt, driving whilst impaired, or driving whilst distracted. And those efforts will not stop. Kent is the gateway to Europe, so we have a lot of traffic flow on the Kent motorways. We are out every single day patrolling the roads, and we use a variety of different vehicles. We use marked and unmarked vehicles. But unfortunately, we do still see motorists playing the risk of using a mobile phone whilst driving. And every single motorist we stop, we engage with and we prosecute. And today is an example where we've done so. I urge you, please, just to take heed. The sentencing today proves it's taken very, very seriously. Mr. McManus died unnecessarily. It's a tragic death, totally avoidable. And that was because the actions of one man thinking he could use his phone whilst driving. Lock your phone away, switch it off, put it in your glove box or your handbag or underneath the seat in the car. There is no need to answer your phone or do a FaceTime whilst calling. No call is that important.
Other top stories. A dog has been left with serious injuries after being attacked by a staffie during a coastal walk on Sheppey. Eric, who's a Springer Spaniel Cross Labrador, suffered deep puncture wounds near the Warden Springs Caravan Park on Saturday. The owner reportedly left the scene without giving his details. A man's been jailed after police found a large number of cannabis plants above a takeaway in Maidstone. Emiljano Bargemarge was arrested following a raid on Sandling Road in October 2021. Body cam footage shows the moment officers made the discovery.
Police, make yourself known!
Jesus, this is just...
Happy sex,
guys,
don't get us up there.
Yeah, it's actually really anywhere to get.
The 38-year-old from Kingsley Road was convicted of producing cannabis and illegally tapping into the electrical grid. He's been locked up for 12 months. A man and woman have been arrested after apparently using a disguise kit to steal from vehicles outside a golf club in Whitstable. Police seized a number of clubs, clothes, a wig and a pair of sunglasses after being called to a site in Collingwood Road last Friday. Someone was also seen looking into the windows of parked cars at a golf club in Chestfield. The suspects, who are both in their 40s, have been released on bail. Bosses at a farm shop near Canterbury have revealed how they've turned to social media in a bid to catch suspected shoplifters. Gibson's in Wingham has started sharing CCTV footage of alleged offenders. It's after several products were stolen. Finn McDermott from our colleagues at KMTV has been chatting to the shop's director, Andrew Gibson.
Can you shed some light on when you first started noticing these shoplifting issues?
So we'd noticed we do weekly stock takings. We're going to order some alcohol for the shop. It's mostly quite a lot of local alcohol, so we support a lot of local businesses. And we do our stock control and noticed there's quite a selection of alcohol missing. So we went onto our EPOS system, which tracks all of our sales, and noticed a particular amount had gone on a certain day. So we looked through our CCTV and noticed that two individuals come in and helped themselves to a number of items.
I mean, it's not really something you expect from a sort of rural farm shop, is it? Is this something that you've experienced before?
It is something we have experienced. Every now and then, unfortunately, we do get it. But we've got really, really good CCTV. The police love us, they come see us. We've got great, we can identify, we've got ANPR on the driveway. And we can identify them. We've had a really good success rate of prosecuting these people. So it's important for businesses to not tolerate it. We've got a great local community here. Local businesses share the information. We've got people from Wingham and Elsham and all our local districts that are really helpful, really supportive. They share and they do inform us who it is, and we pass it on to the police every time someone comes. We do report it to the police, and we're getting prosecuted. We can't tolerate it.
I see. And tell me about the sort of the impact that it's having on the business. I mean, how is the business kind of suffering for this?
So margins are quite tight at the minute. A lot of businesses are struggling. We've got staff increases, we've got fuel increases, we've got a number of different things going up, and margins are quite small at the minute. So we support 100 local businesses here in Kent, and we're kind of really work together really well. And so if we're not making the margin, we it's going to be able to stop us buying from those businesses. It's going to have a knock-on effect.
And looking towards the future, obviously you mentioned that this is something that's happened before. Mm. Is there any thought at this point of scaling up any of these kind of security measures, whether that's ANPR, whether that's cameras, CCTV, or security guard potentially? Is there anything like that in your mind at this stage?
Well, it is difficult. We have got, ANPR, and we've got security tags on all the bottles. It's a constantly developing problem. The idea of having a security guard is something we don't really want to do. We're small local businesses in the middle of the countryside. We don't believe we should have to have a security guard. It's something that we're going to have an entry routine, entry exit points, so you can't go back out of some doors. But it's, yeah, something we're constantly reviewing, unfortunately. It's not an issue that we thought we were going to have out here in the countryside.
Finn's also spoken to Maxine Collison, who works at Gibson's Farm Shop.
Tell me a little bit of your perspective as a worker here about the shoplifting. How does it make you feel?
Well, it's not very nice, really. If something happens, you know you've been hit and it's a day that you've worked, you feel like you've sort of failed a little bit in your responsibilities at work. It just makes you feel a bit low. So, like you've sort of let the company down, which is, it's just not very nice. It's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to, you know, sell the stock and, you know, make sure everything goes through and be observant. And as much as we're observant, if we've not seen that, it makes you feel like a failure.
And, you know, you don't want to be kind of watching out too much for customers and things. Does it have that extra element to it?
Yeah, it does, because you're looking at the customers, you're looking at what's in their trolleys or their bags and everything, and you don't want to be looking at every customer as if, are they taking something that they shouldn't be taking. And, you know, as a customer yourself, when you're shopping, if someone's constantly looking at you while you're shopping, it makes you feel uncomfortable, and you don't feel, as a shop assistant, you want to be doing that to customers here.
Police say they're investigating the most recent shoplifting offence.
Kent Online reports.
Plans to open a water sports centre on a Kent beach are continuing despite a no swim warning being in place. The Changing Tides Coastal Centre is due to launch in Greatstone on Romney Marsh later this year as part of a £1.5 million investment. The sea at nearby Littlestone has been rated as poor quality since 2023. Council bosses say more testing will be carried out this summer and they're hoping things will improve. Hundreds of residents in Gravesend are supporting proposed changes to the way houses in multiple occupation are created in their area. People living in the Fairway have launched a campaign called Say No to HMOs as they're concerned about the impact on communities. They're supporting what's known as the Article 4 direction, which would force developers to apply for extra planning permission. It's being discussed by Kent County Council next week. Plans to serve alcohol at a 24-hour casino in Folkestone have been criticised by residents. Bosses at Slots Trading have submitted a licensing bid for their new site on Sandgate Road. They want to offer alcohol between 10 a.m. and midnight, leading to concerns about drinkers and gamblers causing a disturbance in the town centre. The owners insist they have policies in place to limit disruption.
Kent Online News.
A fostering agency based in Romney Marsh has been telling us how they're coping amid a national shortage of carers. Credo Care in Lydd specialises in finding loving homes for children with complex needs and disabilities. Earlier, I sat down for a chat with their managing director, Richard Powell.
One of the challenges that we've got is where you're taking children with additional needs, such as disabilities or maybe users of wheelchair. Sometimes you've got to have their home adapted. You've got to find the right school. School buses are not always easy to get hold of. And so we work a lot with the local authorities to try and obviously make sure children get into school is as easy as possible. But the experience can be so rewarding. And I find when I visit families and children around the country, because we cover the whole of the UK, it is amazing to see the work that is done. And I come back to that word love and care. It truly is an opportunity and a reward to look after children, basically, who need a family.
Do you find that there are any kind of misconceptions about being a foster carer or any kind of barriers you have to overcome for someone who might be interested but might not quite understand the process?
Yeah, I think sometimes people think there might need to be a perfect family. All families are different, and there isn't an age barrier. There, people sometimes would say, "Oh, I'm too old to foster." No, you're not. If you've got the energy, the stamina, and the will, we're going to find the right child for you if you become a foster carer with Credo Care. And I think the exciting side is that we've been doing this 25 years, so there's an opportunity for us to give you the support, take you through the process, and you'll be guided all the way in terms of the training, the understanding. You'll meet other great foster carers, and we run a mentoring scheme. So that's where a more experienced foster carer comes alongside you for maybe up to 6 months to just sort of be a listening ear, give you a bit of guidance alongside you having your own social worker to support you through the process as well.
What kind of difference does it make to a child if they are in a home environment with a family who are looking after them? What's the kind of alternative if they didn't have that?
Our challenge for children with disabilities and quite high medical needs is often it's not as easy to just find any family to look after those children. So the options are potentially that that child might be in residential care. So if they've come into care, they may be placed straight away into maybe what might be called a respite unit or a residential children's home. And they might stay there for some time until the right family is found. And a lot of local authorities look to places like Credo Care to see if we can find that specialist family. And we want children out of children's homes, out of hospital, where they might be sometimes have been there since birth, and they come to us at 2, 3, even 4 years old, and they've still been in hospital all that time. And we know that if we find the right family, we can help a safe discharge, get them living with a family, and it is a better outcome.
Wow, that's so sad to think of children spending the first few years of their life in hospital.
It is. It's not commonly understood, but not all children are coming into care because of any abuse or harm. Some do, and probably the majority. But there are children who just cannot go home for particular reasons. And if they've got high medical needs, or they've been born with very, very complex needs, and their birth family are not in a position to have them home, then what's the alternative? The alternative is to find another family. But sometimes finding that family with the skill, the experience, and we can train that, and we work closely with the hospitals and the community nursing teams to put that training and skills together. And it does make such a difference to have a child leave hospital, where that's often maybe for some of our children been their only home.
He's hoping more families will come forward as we mark Foster Care Fortnight. Now, the Zanga as a coach service for commuters in North Kent has put up its prices by 45% and scrapped its monthly and annual tickets. The cost of a day return for the Red Wing services into London is now £26, which customers claim is not workable. Bosses say they were previously making a loss running the routes and had no option but to increase prices. Part of the M20 is going to be closed tonight for work to install Operation Brock. The Contraflow system allows lorries to queue on the coastbound stretch when there are delays at Dover or Folkestone. The barrier and reduced speed limits will be in force between Maidstone and Ashford from tomorrow, ahead of the bank holiday and half-term getaway. A special needs school on Sheppey has opened a new sensory room and garden. Elmley Dre in Minster supports pupils aged between 9 and 19. They've installed a music station and messy play activities. School director Hayley Furnell says it'll make a massive difference.
So we wanted to create an indoor and an outdoor space for the children who have varying levels of needs to just sort of get away from the classroom, chill out, not feel judged and just let off some steam. So many mainstream schools try to fit a square peg in a round hole, so to speak, and students like ours need these spaces to come and just express themselves.
Head teacher Emily Hollis says it wouldn't have been possible without support from the charity Wooden Spoon.
The school started a couple of years ago. We didn't have any students at all, and when we opened the school, we needed a space for the young people. So we needed a sensory garden. We also needed an extra sensory room. This was just land, just run down land, really. We didn't have the funds to do that. So we applied to Wooden Spoon and fantastically were successful, and they completely transformed the space. We had a variety of quotes ranging from £50,000 to over £100,000. So obviously as a brand new school, it just was not going to happen. So we're really, really pleased about today that we get to say thank you to them and get to celebrate everything that they've done for us. Because as I say, like, it just wouldn't have happened without them.
Fundraising was carried out by Sheppey Rugby Club. Matt Mitchell is from Wooden Spoon.
Our role in the community is helping projects like this to help children to thrive, play, be safe and enjoy life. Why would you not want to support your local children and have local communities and local families benefit from your hard-earned fundraising efforts? They do such a great job of raising money.
Work to transform an abandoned bingo hall in Ashford into a new theatre is due to get underway this month. Contractors will begin by stripping asbestos from the former Odeon Cinema and Mecca Bingo site on the Lower High Street. It's due to reopen in 2028. You can see pictures from inside the building in the story on our website. A husband and wife team are opening their fourth donut store in Kent. Sumo Donuts was set up by Sue and Mike Molnar and already has branches in Canterbury, Ashford and Folkestone. Their latest shop will be in the market buildings in Maidstone Town Centre. And a Kent Animal Park is celebrating the arrival of four new Sumatran tiger cubs. They were born at Howlett's near Canterbury, marking a major milestone in a conservation and breeding programme for the critically endangered species.
Kent Online Sports.
Cricket and Kent have had to settle for a draw in their county championship match against Durham. They were in a strong position, but the visitors finished well on the final day at Beckenham. It's after rain disrupted play over the weekend. Kent are now up to third in the Division 2 table. And in football, Whitstable Town have wasted little time in naming a new boss. Lee Martin has been appointed less than 4 days after it was confirmed Jamie Coyle and his number two Matt Longhurst were leaving. Martin was previously in charge of Ramsgate and says he's delighted to be taking on the new role. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. While you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.